उपाभ्यम रायतः स्वास्थो उपाभ्यम रायतः स्वास्थो दुष्टस्य विदादति आसो दुष्टस्य विदधति आसो आयुषो पचयाम जन्तोस् तथैव पचयाम विभुः उभाभ्यं रहितः स्वस्थो दुष्टस्य विदधति आसो आयुषो पचयाम जन्तोस् तथैव पचयाम विभुः उपाभ्यं रहितः स्वस्थो दुष्टस्य विदधाति आसो आसो आयुषो पचयाम जन्तोस् तथैव पचयाम विभुः उपाभ्यं रहितः स्वस्थो दुष्टस्य विदधति आसो दुष्टस्य विदधायस्यो आयुषोपचयाम जन्तोस् तथैव पचयाम विभुः आयुषो पचयाम जन्तोस् तथैव पचयाम विभुः उपाभ्यं रहितः स्वस्थो दुष्टस्य विदधात्यसो द्वैजनारिस् आयुषो पचयाज्ञन्तोस् तथैव पचयाम विभुः उपायं रहितं स्वस्थो दुष्टस्य विदधात्यसो आयुषो पचयाम जन्तोस् तथैव पचयाम विभुः पचयाम जन्तोस्
स्वस्थो
मयं भवितं स्वस्थो Ayusam
of duration of life.
Apachayam,
diminution.
Yantos
of the living entities.
Tata,
similarly.
Eva,
also.
Upachayam,
increase.
Vibhu,
the Supreme Personality of God.
Ubhavyam,
from both of them.
Raitaha,
free.
Svastaha,
always situated in his transcendental position.
Duhustasyam,
of the living entities under the laws of karma.
Vidadati,
awards.
Aso,
he. Translation by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, he. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is all powerful, and he awards the results of one's fruitive activities. Thus, although one living entity's duration of life is very small, whereas that another is very great, he is always in his transcendental position, and there is no question of lessening or increasing his duration of life. Purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Both the mosquito and the Lord Brahma are living entities in the material world, but are minute sparks and are part of the Supreme Lord. The very short duration of the life of the mosquito and the very long lifetimes of Brahma are both awarded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the result of their karma. But in the Brahma Samhita we find it said, karmani nirdahati, the Lord diminishes or vanquishes the reaction of devotees. The same fact is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Jagyartat karmano nyatra, one should perform karma only for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, one is bound by the action and reaction of karma. Under the laws of karma, a living entity wanders within the universe under the rule of eternal time, and sometimes he becomes a mosquito and sometimes Lord Brahma. To a sane man, this business is not very fruitful. Bhagavad Gita 9.25 gives a warning to the living entities. Janti devabrata devam, those who are addicted to the worship of the demigod go to the planets of the demigod, and those who are addicted to the worship of the pitas, forefathers, go to the pitas. Those who are inclined to material activities remain in the material sphere, but persons who engage in devotional service reach the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where there is neither birth nor death nor different varieties of life under the influence of the law of karma. The best interest of the living entity is to engage himself in devotional service and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura advised, "My friend, you are being washed away in material nature's waves of time. Please try to understand that you are the eternal servant of the Lord. Then everything will stop and you will be eternally happy." So maybe we can repeat the translation together. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is all-powerful, and He awards the result of one's fruitive activities. Thus, although one living entity's duration of life is very small, whereas that of another is very great, he is always in his transcendental position. And there is no question of lessening or increasing his duration of life. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namam Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Am Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaivasvamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raitakutam Vitam Tam Shivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Svapadantikamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Svarupa Damodara Svaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah E Shri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radha Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today is the appearance days of Jayadeva Goswami, and I like to tell something about this very great personality, Vaishnava. Also, I have the fortune that yesterday in the afternoon here there was His Holiness Chandramuri Swami, who is speaking a lot about Jayadeva Goswami. So therefore I have the capacity to tell something good, because also for me before this occasion I don't know nothing about Jayadeva Goswami. Sometimes we in the Vaishnava calendar we see many names, and maybe we don't know the history, then we cannot understand the greatness of these people. No, in fact, Jayadeva Goswami is very, very great. No, he's wonderful. There are some history very wonderful. Now I will tell something about this. First, Jayadeva Goswami was let me see what this is. Was the court pandit of Sri Lakshman Sena, the king of Bengal. Jayadeva's father was Bajadev and his mother's name was Bamadevi. They lived in the Birbhum district of what is now West Bengala, in a village called Kenubilva Gram. He was born at the beginning of the 12th century. Okay, so this is 300 years before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that although Chandidas, Vidyapati, Bilva Mangala and Jayadev lived before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was eternally manifested with this word, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception of bhakti had arisen with their hearts and was expressed in their greeting. Beside the Gita Govinda, Jayadeva Goswami has written another book called Chandraloka. The famous Dasavatar Gita, described the 10 avatars of Vishnu, is from Gita Govinda. Jayadeva Goswami's disappearance days is one of on Pausa Sankranti. At present, at the Jayadeva's birthplace in Kendu Bivagram, there is a festival every year on this day, which is known as the Jayadeva Mela. Practically speaking, everybody, we are singing one sloka of Jayadeva Goswami when we are chanting the Nisingadev Pranam. No? Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. This is written by Jayadeva. Jayadeva is written this Gita Govinda. And Gita Govinda expresses the intense feeling of separation that Sri Radhika felt before the Rasa dance. It also describes the most intimate pastime of Radha Shyamasundara during Lord Chaitanya's Gambira Lila in Jagannath Puri. He would thoroughly relish hearing the Gita Govinda's song daily by Svarupa Damodara and Mukunda. The author Jayadeva Goswami describes Gita Govinda: whatever is delightful in varieties of music, whatever is graceful in fine strains of poetry, and whatever is exquisite in the sweet art of love, let the happy and wise learn from the songs of Jayadeva. After finishing Gita Govinda, Jayadeva visited Vrindavana and then lived his last in Jagannath Puri. He introduced daily reading of Gita Govinda in the temple for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Okay. Now, there is one very nice history I like to narrate to all of you. Two histories. First, he was a brahmachari, very elevated brahmachari. And one devotee who was very, very devoted to Lord Jagannath, is worshipping Lord Jagannath for many, many years with intense love and devotion. And so Lord Jagannath one time is speaking with him and is telling, you bring your daughter and go to your devotee Jayadev and you give her in a spouse. Okay, so immediately this devotee went to Jagannath Puri and joined him and is telling like this, Lord Jagannath have given me the charge to come to you and offer my daughter like your wife. Please accept her. And Jayadev was astonished and is telling, Ma, I am brahmachari. I am happy to be like this. I don't need any wife. I don't need to change ashram. Sorry, but I cannot accept. Immediately, the daughter, whose name was Padmavati, no, the daughter of this devotee, doing obeisances to the Jayadeva, crying and telling, Prabhu, if you don't want to take me, I will die immediately in front of you. Because this is the will of Lord Jagannath. I cannot live without having satisfied Lord Jagannath. So you have to take me at any cost. So therefore, because Jayadeva was also a very great devotee of Lord Jagannath, he had understood that this was real. No, was not just some system not to offer one girl to him, but was really coming from Lord Jagannath. So therefore, he's changing mood and is telling, I am not very enthusiastic to take Mary, but I have not to follow my pleasure. I have to follow the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Therefore, I am agree to accept this girl like a wife. And in fact, they become married very nicely. So one time, Jayadeva is writing the Gita Govinda. And in this Gita Govinda, what we have seen before, that there are special, intense sloka in a glorification of the relation between Radha and Krishna. No? Very intimate pastime, no? Not possible to read this Bhagavad Gita for everybody. No? And he's writing this sloka, Smara Garalam Kandamam Nam Mora Sivasi Mandamam Devi Tava Pallava Mudaram. But when he's writing this, Devi Tava Pallava Mudaram, who means Krishna placed his lotus feet of Radharani on top of his head. So he's telling, maybe I am exaggerate, no? it is impossible, because how is possible that Lord Krishna will take the lotus feet of his devotee in his head, no? It's too much, no, I think I have exaggerated, no? But it was in the doubt, so what to do? I have to do or not to do? Cancelling, and he's going to take bath in the Ganga to have some inspiration, no? To have some clarification in the mind. So he went out to the house. In the meantime, his wife is cooking and is offering to Lord Krishna the food. No? After a few minutes, Sri Krishna is coming inside of the house with the feet of Jayadev. No? And is going directly where there is the manuscript. And in this writing, himself, the same sloka, the Hi Pada Pallava Mudaram, in golden, no? And after, is because the prasada was ready, he sit down in front of the wife, he is taking this prasada, no? After taking prasada, is telling, now I go to take little rest, and he's going in the room. After a few minutes, the real Jayadeva is coming back from the Ganga, and he has seen one very strange thing. The wife is eating the prasada before himself. No, it was very astonished. How is possible? No, this is incredible. My wife, so pious, is doing such type of things, I can't believe. Now, what are you doing? Why you are eating this prasada before me? And she was also astonished. What are you telling? You are already eat. You already, before you are coming, you are eating. And then you are going to take rest in your room. Incredible. Now, let me see. They are going in the room, but nobody was there. Then he's going to see his manuscript, and he has seen that this phrase, Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram, was right in golden. Then he realized that this Krishna is coming. So he was very, very hesitated, and he's telling to Pada Mahavati, you are very fortunate, because you have eat the Ma Prasada directly from taken by the Lord himself. You are very, very great soul, very fortunate. And he's going back, and she's eating, and himself also eating, you know, with her. This is another strange thing, no? Generally, the Vaishnava are not eating in the plate of the wife, generally, no? So this, but it's because this was so great, but prasada is taking very, very happily, no? So this is a very wonderful history of this great. And another small is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, even if he's coming 300 years later, went to visit him, to glorify him for his wonderful devotional service, because he's doing this fantastic, he had this fantastic love and devotion and fantastic sweetness in describing the pastime between Radha and Krishna. Another time, he's repairing the roof of the house, and was one day very, very hot, like maybe 40, 45 degrees, and the thing was very hot, no? It cannot have in the hand, no? And it was in trouble. He cannot adjust, no? But a certain time, someone from down is helping, no? He's holding ladies like that. So, therefore, he can finish the work, no? After some time. And he's thinking that he was the wife that is helping him, no? Then when everything was finished, he's coming down and he's going to give thank you to the wife. Oh, you are very fine, you have helped me, very nice now. And the wife was, no, I have not done nothing, no? I even not was in the house, no? Oh, then who has done? So again, he's realizing that Krishna himself is coming to help him, no? So this is such type of wonderful Vaishnava, great soul like Jayadeva Goswami, no? So when we hear this type of history, we become very happy, because especially when we see that Lord Krishna is taking care of the devotee personally, even doing very very simple work, no? Amazing, no? Because the Supreme Personality of God, powerful, the proprietor of all universe, is coming to help the devotee in very simple things like this, no? So it is very, very fantastic, no? That everybody of us have some chance, no? If we grow in our spiritual realization, no? To maybe one day have such type of thing with directly with Lord Krishna. No? Okay, this is I like to tell all of you. No, I will give one blessing. No, we tell blessing. No. To have this type of experience, all of you, no? With Lord Krishna, no? Then you can tell to everybody, no? And we will enjoy, no? when will happen. No? Definitely someone will do, no? Something like this. No? Okay, so now we go inside of our slot of today. So therefore, again, I read one time. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is all-powerful, and he awards the result of one's fruitive activities. Thus, although one living entity's duration of life is very small, whereas that of another is very great, he is always in his transcendental position, and there is no question of lessening or increasing his duration of life. So I remind a little that this speaking is coming from Svayambhuva Manu, who is advised Dhruva Maharaj, because he is trying to stop Dhruva Maharaj of killing anymore the yakshas. We have seen already many sloka before is preaching to him, and practically speaking is preaching Krishna consciousness. Now, as we are hearing several times, this is the style of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the style also of Srila Prabhupada, that is not lost any occasion to speak about the importance of devotional service, pure devotional service to the Lord, the importance of chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we can see that in any history of Srimad Bhagavatam, no, at a certain point there is such preaching in which again and again are repeated the same things, no, same basic things, no, the same conclusion. No, the living entity are under the control of the tremuda of the nature. The living entity are unhappy, What is the solution? The solution is to be engaged in devotional service, to learn how to become in love of Krishna, to chant the holy name, and therefore everything is become fantastic, and everybody can have the chance to come back to Godhead. So this devotional service is recommended again and again and again. Okay, so this is the same thing, no? So there are so many history, but at the end we are always going in this point, no? If we can count how many times this message is done, maybe are thousand times. So therefore, when one have finished to read all Srimad Bhagavatam, this is like a hammer inside of the mind. Two. Devotional service. Pure devotional service. Hare Krishna. At the end, no, one cannot forget for all the rest of our life. No. So therefore, it is for this maybe that one time Prabhupada says, no, if someone is reading for 3 times the Srimad Bhagavatam, only just reading without studying, it is achieve the return, no, the return to Krishna. No, so I think it's because of this, no. No, it's, yes. And this is naturally is purifying in such a way that at the end one is totally convinced that he has to do like this, and he cannot live without do like this, no? So that it means it is have achieved a very high level in devotional service, in understanding God, no? Okay, so therefore, also here, no, it is also concluded in that way, with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it says, "My friend, you are being washed away in material nature's waves of time. Please try to understand that you are the eternal servant of the Lord. Then everything will stop, and you will be eternally happy." Eternally happy. No? And before, no, those who are inclined to material activities remain in the material state. But person who engage in devotional service reach the abode of the Supreme Personality of God, where there is neither birth and death, nor different varieties of life under the influence of the law of karma. The best interest of the living entities is to engage himself in devotional service and go back home, back to God. Okay. If we see the previous, there is always these topics may be made in different way, no, etc., but always the sense is there, no? And that, and in another side, we have to understand one thing, no? When we are telling that we are the eternal servant of the of God, no, it's not just one definition, because if you remember that we are part and parcel of coming from the body of God, from Krishna, part and parcel. That means one small parcel, no, our jivatma, that is very, very small, no, 10,000 times cut, one head, one piece of this head is the size, no, very small, like atom, no. This is coming from the body, no? Suppose I am Krishna, no, okay. I am Krishna, no? And I take one parcel, there is relation, no? More relation than this there is not. We are not different of Krishna. All of us, all living entities, not only all of us because we are in human body, all living entities are coming from the body, directly from the body of God. No, only thinking like this, it's not necessary big explanation. No, we can understand that it is very appropriate to tell then we are son of God. All are son of God, all. Even the mosquito, no? The small mosquito, elephant, everybody are son of God because we are coming from this body. Therefore, our position is, constitutional position is to be engaged in service, loving service of God. No? Because God is full love, then we also are loved. But, unfortunately, due to many reasons that you already know, we are fell down, no, in the material nature, and we forgot, no, this relation. Sometimes we forgot totally, because we are become covered by the energy of material nature too much, no, and we totally forgot. Also, sometimes someone is also denying the existence of God. No, this is maximum. But there are a variety of stage of consciousness, of remembering. So, slowly, no, every one of us, all living entity, will come back, because in the course of time, that everyone will realize that the material condition is horrible. And then there is no other way. You have to come back, no? When you slowly you open again your mind, you become humble, and also especially we receive the mercy of the Lord, obviously we can again remember what is our constitutional position, and then we can easily come back. No, that, okay, because it is obviously, it's not necessary to convince. No, when at and understood this point, no, nothing, no other things is necessary. It is only necessary to practice devotional service, to recite Hare Krishna mantra. No, and in that topics, there is one thing that I like to tell, because it's some new realization that I have due to the mercy of His Holiness Bhakti Briat Bhagavata Swami, when he is explaining to us in the Bhakti Shastri course that what means to recite the holy name of Krishna, that we are habituated to tell, you have to recite loudly, then you have to hearing, and then just to be concentrated in hearing, no? It's a transcendental vibration. But Maharaj is telling something who was a little shocking in the beginning. He's telling, but if you are too much engaged in hearing, you are not able to achieve Krishna. You are not able to realize Krishna. Then it is look like a contradiction. So in one sense, everybody is telling, all of us are telling, no, you have to hear, but No, you have not to, one moment, you have not to be so anxious to hear, otherwise in the moment you are anxious to hear, you are not taking care of Krishna. No? So that, how we can adjust this type of thing, you know? I was very surprised, very astonished. But at the end I have realized that the problem is just to call Krishna. It is when you are telling Hare Krishna, you are calling Krishna. In a sense that because Krishna is absolute, then everything who is connected with him is also absolute. Obviously his name is also absolute, no? And absolute means that the name of Krishna is not different with Krishna. So therefore everything is contained in the name, in the vibration. So when we are telling Krishna, Krishna is present in a form of vibration, sound, in a form of sound. Krishna is totally there. Every moment when we are telling Krishna, 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 is here. We cannot touch, but it's here. Krishna! Krishna, 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 Krishna. It's here, it's here. It is already here. We are not to go. Where we have to go? But where is Krishna? No, I have to go to Benares, I have to go to Vrindavan, I have to go. No, it's here, already here. No? So how many times you are telling Krishna? So therefore, just we are calling Krishna. Krishna is there, and we again tell Krishna because we want to capture Krishna and make him to stay near us always, constantly. So we are telling Krishna, 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 many times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So therefore we can understand why Haridasa Thakur was so eager to chant for 20 hours a day the holy name. I even make one calculation. No, it is quoted that someone have quoted that is reciting 300,000 name of God in a day. 300,000 means what the mantra is containing 16, no, 16 names. So I divided by for 16, no. Then I divided for 108 one round, no. And I divided for 20 hours, and in my calculation is coming that is doing 172 round every day in 20 hours. Not big speedy, because I have calculated how many rounds per minute is coming. It is like 12-13 mantra every minute. 12-13. I do myself my speedy, and myself I am doing in 8-9 per minute, so there is no big difference. No, it is only 3-5 mantra different. So he was little speedy, but also I have thinking maybe because 172 is not perfect count. No, maybe if he's doing 3 times 64. No, I have calculated also 3 times 64. That means in 1 minute is doing only 19 mantra, no, some mantra more, not so many. So it's possible, no? No, 3 times 64, no? Become 192 round a day. Okay, so this is someone like to imitate Haridasa Thakur now. You know what is necessary. No? Okay, so therefore, therefore it is very interesting, very interesting to understand how we have to take advantage of the mantra, because this is the main things of our sadhana. No, we cannot do the all other things without recite the Hare Krishna mantra, because God Himself, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is coming personally to recommend to all living entity to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Chant. This is the only way. The only way. The only way. In this age, especially, no. So therefore, maybe after 10 years, 20 years of reciting, one maybe can become frustrated because apparently he is not seen any result, and many maybe after 20 years again is struggling for reciting 16 round, and maybe it is also sometimes doing with not big attention, not maybe telling off, this is my routine, I have to chant around, okay, how many round I have to, okay, another 50 minutes, then I have finished, so, so like this, no? So this is mechanical, no? It is, where is the love, no? Where is love and devotion? Where is the realization? Where is the happiness? Where is the connection with God, no? So therefore, we must be careful not to try to understand as much as possible, to go deep in the chanting of this holy name. So in that way, we can test, no? We can have a real wonderful relation with Lord Sri Krishna, and we can feel some symptom of ananda, some ecstasy, and we have not to search this like a result. This will come automatically, will happen automatically if the relation is open, it is effective relation there. No? So therefore, for this reason, we have to understand, no? Very nice, we make many experiments. No? For example, one of the offenses is telling you have to chant the mantra attentively. Therefore, attentively means we have to be alert when we have to analyze our mind when we are chanting. Where is gone? Where is going? Because sometimes you are Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and you are thinking many other things, you know, no? Hundred things. Sometimes you are telling, oh, why I'm thinking these things? No, I'm chanting around and I'm thinking something very far. No? No, I'm thinking maybe to go in Calcutta, no, to do some business, something like this. So, very far. Where is Krishna in this moment? No? So we are inviting Krishna. No? When we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are inviting Krishna. Because, you know, the meaning of the mantra is, my dear Radharani, because you are the topmost expert in devotional service, no, please help me to satisfy Krishna in such a way that I can receive the mercy of Krishna. No? So this is the meaning of, so practically speaking, is we are asking to be engaged in devotional service, in pure devotional service for the pleasure of Krishna. Therefore we are calling Krishna, no? We are inviting Krishna, no? Like if we are inviting our house. Krishna is there, no? But instead of giving attention, no? Oh, Krishna, you are here, come, I will offer something, there is some fruit, please, so stay with him, no, and be ready to satisfy him. Maybe you are telling, okay, you Krishna here, sit down, one moment I go, and you go maybe to clean the toilet or to clean another part, and Krishna is there waiting, no? For 1 hour, 2 hours, no. You're doing many other things. Oh, I have to go to purchase things in the marketing, no, and Krishna is there. No? So this is not good, no? So therefore, we have to take care of Krishna in any moment. So that means that we have to focus our attention in Krishna any moment. So if we try our best to recite the mantra like this, I think something happened, no? And realization and our love for God will increase like anything, you know. And Krishna also is very pleased, and maybe everything can happen. No? So this is my recommendation. Okay, now the time is over. Thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna. Have you a good day. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanande. Arriba.